Yishalmi Brachos Daf Beis Amin Aleph. The Gemara continues. Isa Chame. Gemara says, let's understand. Isa Chame. How do we supposed to understand? The Gemara's in a question what we had yesterday, the difference in manim of when we can start saying, when we can, the Chiyav Kriya Shema comes into play. And is there a stira, a contradiction between two terms in the Mishnah? Isa Chame. How could it possible? Misha she kohanim nichnasim lechol trumasan. When the kohanim come in to start, when they go in to eat their truma, so then yimamahu va'am kochavahu. Is that the end of the day? And together am kochava. It is the end of the day im kochavahu. It comes together with the stars. In other words, it's both the same. Come the same time. It's the end of the day, as well as the beginning of stars. However, then we mentioned this man in the Brisa of when people go in to eat their Suda on Leil Shabbos on Friday night. But they eat an hour or two already when it's already nighttime. We ended yesterday's Gemara, Daf Aleph on the Beis, that the two Zmanim, with Chor would be a Stira, one Zman, or two different opinions, I should say. One, that it comes into the Indian of when the Kohanim eat the Truma, that's when it comes out, which is when the stars come out. And the second Zman was when people go in to eat their Suda Friday night, which is an hour or two ready into the night. So how could the Gemara possibly say that the Zmanim are the same? Now, when we talk about Suda Friday night, generally it was always the Gemara assumes, as the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Hei on the Beis, Gemara talks about the people ate later than they would eat during the week. During the week, when people came home from work and it got dark, as soon as it got a little dark, they stayed down in Ma'ariv at home and they would eat their Suda. But on Leil Shabbos, on Friday night, people would go, they would stop leaving work earlier than they would because they're prepared for Shabbos, and they would go to shul, they would walk to the shul, which was Chutz La'ir, most of the time was at the outside of the city. And that's one of the reasons why it brought down the Mishnah Berurah, that we say Magen Avos, that we were most of that davening at the end of Magen Avos, is people were in shul, and they would go back when they finished davening, Ma'ariv, those who came late would still be davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the people would leave and leave them stranded to be alone, to walk back from shul, back into town by themselves at night, and they'd be scared. So to protect them from Azikim, so they ate it at the end of Magen Avos, so that Vayichulu and the Bracha at the end of, if we say at the end of Ma'ariv, Leil Shabbos, so that those who can catch up and be able to go back together. So we see that they used to do at night. So therefore, it's a later Zman. It's an hour and two of the night. So how can you say that it's the same Zman that the Lashon of the Gemara is, that they refer to as Kerevim Devreim, that the Devreim Liyoshavim, that the times are really the same? The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosi, no, they're talking about a Zman, not talking about regular people, but rather, Tifta Be'ilein Kufranaya Dikakaya. We're talking about people who live in small villages. These people would leave, obviously go back to home when it was still daytime. The city alone, because that when it get a little bit dark, they'd be afraid to go back home at night because they're going, they live in small places, small towns, and going back into town would be very, going back to the home, they'd walk, it'd be very scary to go back at night. They'd be fall prey to animals. And therefore, they would go back earlier, and they wouldn't wait that extra hour or two into darkness. And therefore, those people, though, that Zman is considered closer to the Zman of when the Kohanim finish, the time when the stars come out. Pnei Moshe explains, what does this mean? Be'elu b'nei kefer makatanim. These are people who live in small villages. She'en le'em malocha kolkak. They're not so busy. They're not so busy at work. They have time to prepare the Suda when it's still daytime, which means that everything is ready to go when they come home. So for those people, so therefore, these people, and therefore they go back to eat quickly, and therefore they eat right away, and therefore they don't have to wait this man, and therefore that would be karv, that's man be karv. The regular time, people live in bigger cities. For them to go back, they go home late at night. They have an hour or two later. Some say they would have a shir at the shul. They would take some longer zman to daven. They'd wait a little bit later time. That and chlami is a different zman. But when the Gemara says that the brisa is together, the same zman, that it's karv la'dadi, of stars coming out, that's referring to these people who live in small villages, and they would start earlier, they would daven ma'ariv earlier, and therefore that would be the same zman as when the Kohanim go out. That would reconcile that these two are considered one opinion. It says the Gemara Tani, we learned in a brisa. Akari l'koydim l'chen l'yotzdei kavaso. That the zman, we said, the time the Kohanim come back to eat, the Kohanim eat the truma, which is the zman when stars come out, the chavim come out. That is the zman of Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, wait, I want to ask you a question. A person who says Shema before that time, he would have to repeat it. He's not Yotze. He would have to repeat Shema again. Imkein lama karado so basic neses, frek the Gemara. If that's so, that you're not Yotze Kriyat Shema, and therefore you'd have to repeat it again when you come back home, so then what's the point of saying Kriyat Shema in Shul? What's the point of saying Kriyat Shema in Ma'ariv, as the way we have it? We say Kriyat Shema, we Birchas Kriyat Shema, then we say, we finish Ma'ariv, and we go home, we have to say Kriyat Shema again, because we weren't Yotze. What's the point of it? Amar Rav Yosi, Ein Karin Osa Beis Knetzer B'Shvil L'Tzeik Kavasan. So understand, when we say Kriyat Shema at night in Shul, it's not to be able to Yotze Kriyat Shema. We're not Yotze in Hakanami, it's too early. Rather, that we should go ahead and say Shemoneh Esrei, we daven, we should do so together with Psukim from the Torah, which we know that we always do. When we say a Kriyat Shema, when we say davening Shemoneh Esrei, we always say it together with Psukim from the Torah. And therefore, we incorporate Kriyat Shema as Pesukim in the Torah, as a requisite or as a hakdama, as an introduction to Shemoneh Esrei. Says Pnei Moshe, Lot says Dichavos Kriyat Shema, Hilkas Yizman Kriyat Shema Tzar Lachs of the Kros Lot says Dichavos. So that's why, of course, later you have to go ahead and say Kriyat Shema again because you weren't Yotze the Mitzvah. But the only thing is, we do it in order to be able to go ahead as an introduction to Tefillah to say Pesukim in Kriyat Shema, and that's what to do. So it's interesting. Is the Machlokas Rishonim in Bavli, in Tosis and other Rishonim, whether halacha is, do we say Birchas Kriyat Shema? In other words, the reason why we're saying that we say Kriyat Shema is only to go ahead and as an introduction for Tefillah, so therefore say Shema. So why do we say Birchas Kriyat Shema? The Tosis says, in Achanami, when we say Birchas Kriyat Shema, so we should only say Shemoneh Esrei. We don't say Kriyat Shema in front of Shemoneh Esrei. We don't say Birchas Kriyat Shema. And Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you mean? That the halacha is once we say Kriyat Shema, we say the halacha of Birchas Kriyat Shema also, we say it as well. But we should not go ahead only, Machlokas and Tosis, whether we should go ahead and say both Kriyat Shema and Birchas Kriyat Shema, or just Kriyat Shema without the Birchas Kriyat Shema. So there are some Rishonim that say, that no, just only Pesukim, like we say by Mincha time, when we say Mincha Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, what do we do with Mincha? We preface Shemoneh Esrei with Ashrei, because the Pesukim and HaTorah. So too, Kriyat Shema is only Pesukim and HaTorah. That's the only reason why we would incorporate it. Or do we say, once we say Kriyat Shema, we also include Birchas Kriyat Shema? Or is it only limited to Shema itself? That is a Machlokes Rishonim in the Bavli. And the idea would be over here, though, is that it's not a stira that we say Kriyat Shema now, that would say we're saying it before the Zman, because it's only else a Tefillah Shabbat as a Kedama Tefillah, not for Miyotze, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema itself. That only comes later after the Zman, after the stars come out. That's when we Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So it continues the Gemara. Rav Ze'era, B'Shem Rav Yimiya, says halacha, Suffig berech amazono, suffig lo berech. The Gemara we know the halacha is, if a person went a suffig, whether he made berechas amazon, whether he didn't make berechas amazon, tzorach l'varach, you have to do it again. The ksiv yachalta v'savata v'rakta, berechas amazon is a mitzvah daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa, that after you eat, you feed and you ate a kazayas, the halakim in our Torah that you have to make broccoli, you have to do berachas hamazon. So therefore, if you have a suffek, we know suffek daraisa l'chumra, and therefore you would have to go ahead and do. If you're not sure if you did birchas hamazon, you would have to now, when you remember, you would have to say it again. Suffek espal, suffek lo espal. What if a person is not sure whether he davened or he didn't daven? Al yispal, you should not daven again. Why? Because since davening is a drabbanon, therefore suffek drabbanon lakula. If you're not sure if you daven, we don't daven again. Al yispal, don't daven again. The question is, loka Rav Yochanan. Does the Gemara lechayre? This is not like Rav Yochanan's opinion. Because a person should daven the entire day. Why should he daven the entire day? Because there is no tefillah that's harmful. That anytime a person davens, it's helpful. It does something. So therefore, what would be the reason why you say halacha is that tefillah, that the deraisa, if you forgot to bench, you should bench again because the deraisa lechumra, a suffik lechumra, but tefillah you shouldn't because suffik derabbanan lekula, ayah yochor, not like Rav Yochanan, who says that daven any time of day, lo mafsid. So therefore you should be able to daven again. What's the loss? You have another tefillah. What's wrong? Even if you daven again, you'd have a separate tefillah, lo mafsid. So why would that be considered a problem? So the Gemara says, now that we have this explanation of what tefillah would be davening, let's go back to our shaila. Birchas hamazon, yes. Tefillah, no. However, safek kara, safek lo kara. What about a person who said kriyishma? Should he say kriyishma or not? Whether in the morning or the evening, he doesn't know if he said kriyishma. The halacha is lo kara. Should you not go ahead and say, should you not read? What's the shaila? Do we say birchas kriyishma? The kriyishma is the derech d'rabbanan. So the chayra, you would have to go ahead, pashtus, that there wouldn't be a suffix. Of course you have to go ahead if it's kriyashma. If you say that reading kriyashma later is a mechuyev, you want yotze kriyashma. So if you're suffix, now the question is, he said kriyashma, maybe before the zman. So the question is, do you have to repeat it or not? If you say kriyashma is a din daraisa, then you'd have to repeat it like birchas hamazon. Or maybe, in order to be yotze yechiyev, no, you yotze besuffix, you read kriyashma, and maybe the zman, and a zman that's suffix. Halacha is you still yotze, and you would not have to go ahead and read it again. You yotze derais mitzvah deraisa, and it's only the rabbanon should you repeat it. And halacha is you don't have to. So the halacha would apply whether you would have to go ahead and do that or not. What is a shaila by kriyashma? How do we view kriyashma? Says the Gemara nishmoy min ado the chayra. Maybe we could go ahead and explain it from a brisa and answer the shaila. Hakore koydim lechein. A person goes ahead and reads kriyashma before the zman. The halacha is you're not yotze. The koydum lechein malaf safiku. But if you read it early, isn't that zman safik? In other words, you want to know whether if you have a safik, whether you read kriyashma b'zman, should you have to repeat it again or not? Because maybe it's a daraisa like birchas hamazon, yes, or drabbanan like tefillah, not. But what's the halacha? I'll bring you right. If you have a safik in kriyashma, you have to, because it says a koydum lechein. A person read kriyashma before the zman, you're not yotze. Isn't it a suffix? Yet it says you're not yotze, which means lechara you'd have to do it again. So lechara from the lashna of the brisa, we could be poshut our shayla, and therefore you'd have to do it again. Lechara it b'zman and did it in an earlier zman, and therefore yichala adatam etzor likros. So you see, therefore hadama suffikar suffik lokar etzor likros. You over here, you would have to do. So lechara from the lashna of the brisa, we'd be poshut the shayla that you had, whether kriyashma is a din suffik, whether you have to repeat it again or not. And the halacha is, the answer is that it's a suffik, and l'chera, it's a din daraisa. And for din daraisa, you would go ahead and have to repeat it again. There are several different ways to repeat the shak of Atari in this Gemara. There are different opinions in the Achronim, what the Gemara's back and forth over here is, but l'chera, we read it the way the Pnei Moshe does. And therefore, since the Torah says, the halacha chiyuv, b'shafav kumecha, and we have a zman of ben hashmashu, which is a suffik dik zman, therefore, if you read it, you would have to read it again in a vaday zman, because the fact is that the lashon of the brayse is lo yotzei chavaso, it has to be b'makom suffik, you're not yotzei, and therefore by mitzvah d'oraisa, you'd have to wait till after the zman, when it's vaday laila, when the stars come out, or vaday in the morning, when the morning already begins. The halacha would be any other time we would not be yotze midaraisa the mitzvah of kriyashma. It's only a man safek, and you have to do it b'zman vaday. Says the Gemara, similar to Yotzah HaKachav. I'll bring you a raya that we know that the halakha of this man means Seis HaKachav. Laila means this man Seis HaKachav. Because it says in the Pasuk, even though it's no real raya directly, it's only a zekel davar. However, being a raya from the pasuk that the seis hakov is this man, because it says in a pasuk in Nehemia, "Hanachnu osim malacha, we will go ahead and do the malacha of a chetzio maxikim, half of them will go ahead maxikim rakim, half of them are going to hold on to the spears melos hashaka, melos hashaka. That half of the people go ahead and do work, and the other half will go ahead and watch and protect and be shomer." So it says, "Uksiv v'ayu lano alayla mishmar yom alacha." The night is at night, and the mishmar will watch for us during the day. This is when the people came back from Bavel to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, to rebuild the first Beis HaMikdash, and they came back and they worked very hard from morning till night. So the fact that the pasuk says it's at Seis HaKochavim, that's at night. Night is this man of Seis HaKochavim. So the Chayra, it brings a riot from the Pasig that would be considered Zman Laila, when Zman Chi of Kriyashma Laila begins. Why isn't this actually a riot? Why isn't it only a Zekel Adava? So the Plain Moshe says, because it could be just over there. It's talking about the workday of the people in the time over there, Yiblin Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that could be only Zman that they did. That was called for them, the Zman Laila. But Lav Dafka, that it's actually a Zman Laila, the Torah itself calls Zman Laila. It's only telling you what the workers did, what their day was like. But it doesn't apply, doesn't make a din of, to what actually defines Mendaraisa, what is Laila. And therefore, it's only a Raila Dava, Zekel Dava. It's not a Raila Dava, it's only a Zekel Dava. And that's what this means. Okay. Says the Gemara. When the Gemara says that stars come out, explain to us what does stars coming out mean to be the Zman of Kriya Shema. How many stars have to come out to be considered a Laila at night to be Zman Kriya Shema? Pinkos b'shem Rabbi Abba b'Papa, Kriya v'Ekod v'Adayom. The definitive Zman is when it's one star that comes out, that's Vaday Day. Shnayim Sufik Laila. If two stars come out, that's a Sufik Laila. Shlosher Vaday Laila. But if three stars come out, that is Vaday Laila. That is Vaday night. Fate the Gemara, Safek, Shnaim Safek. You tell me when two stars come out, that's a Safek. Can you explain what that means? Vaksin Atzei Zalako Chavim. It says until the stars come out. So therefore what? So that means two. Kochavim, Lashon Rabim, Mirit Kochavim Shnaim. Isn't two considered a Rabim? And therefore, when you're telling me that two is a Safek, isn't it mean Seizo Kochavim? Two would be Vaday. It should be Vaday Laila. Why do you mean that it's two? Why is it two a suffix man? And three is a Vaday man. That alone should be considered a suffix man. Masakadme Lumis Kashev, the first star that comes out is not considered night. And therefore, that's not considered a star at night. As we can see, the Gemara is going to explain later what that first star is. And therefore, when it says two, Kochavim, it means two after the first one. Don't read it as the two, but Pnei Moshe, HaKochav Rishon Shuvada Yom Lo Kochav Le. The first star that comes out when there's still daytime, we'll see the Gemara explain what that star is Vaday Day. That you can incorporate as the Tzeis HaKochavim at night. Kamashnayim HaKorim HaTokochoy, referring to the two later come later at night. The first one that comes out in the day cannot be considered the Kochavim to be one of the two stars to be considered night. Vaday Laila. Therefore, that only has to be the two that come out after the first one, which means three stars. That will be the Zman of Vaday Laila. Says the Gemara. Gemara continues, Alokha, the Pinchas Alokha, Be'erev Shabbos, same idea would apply. Be'erev Shabbos, Ruach Kirchav Echav Yosem Alokha, person's a one star, and he still did a Malokha, Potter, he's Potter, why? Because it's the daytime. It's not, he could say, it's Mutter, it's nothing, it's not considered, it's not no malach involved. It's not. It's still considered day. However, Shnayim, if he saw two stars and he did the malacha, maybe Oshem Toli. He would have to bring an Oshem Toli, a suffix, a korban, a suffix, whether he did a malacha or not. Shlosha maybe chatos. If he bring three stars, then he would have to bring a chatos because Vaday was over and he saw malacha on Shabbos. There was an entire sugya here, whether, we'll just touch on it for a moment. When it says, bring an Oshem Toli, You look at the Pnei Moshe and the other Akronim, they discuss a Shaila, whether the halacha would be, are you considered over in Hashem Toli or not? What's in the din in Hashem Toli? And Hashem Toli is a suffix whether you're over Malach or not. However, the famous Tosfos increases, the old Sugya increases, which is brought down by all the Akronim, and Hashem Toli is not a suffix if you did a Malacha. Hashem Toli was with this Vadai, a kvias of something here. And the question is whether you were over it or not. In other words, we have something here, a person had suffix whether he ate the chalev or not. Suffix, chalev, suffix, if he didn't, if it wasn't, he didn't eat it. Where the chalev is Vadai here. If it's a suffix, if it's even chalev, that's not Hashem Toli. Hashem Toli is if you have here a piece of meat, one's chalev, one's kosher. You don't know which one you ate. So it's a suffix, you bring an Hashem Toli. But if you have a suffix, if it's even chalev here, then halakha is not chayv Hashem Toli. Says Tosfos and Shita Bola Rishonim. So why over here, if you went ahead, says the Gemara, if you did a malacha, and there were two stars, it's an Hashem Toli, because whether it's a suffix yom, suffix laila, it may not even be Shabbos. So it's not a suffix, you may not have done a malacha at all. Why would you be chayv an Hashem Toli? So some want to learn, some Rishonim want to learn, that idea of suffix Shabbos is considered a vaday kuvias man. Just like, so you have a suffix whether it's chalev or not. So whether it's Shabbos or not, because whether the star is considered a din Shabbos, man Shabbos, is considered ikva yisura, and therefore it is considered a suffix that would require an Hashem Toli. It's a tremendous sugi here, in the Acharonim and the Rishonim, that would require a tremendous amount of further discussion to get exactly what the Shidas Rishonim are in regarding this particular Gemara. Gemara continues. Matzei Shabbos, a separate, another halacha. Same thing on Matzei Shabbos. A person then did a malacha on Matzei Shabbos. So, if you saw one star and did a malacha, maybe chatos. You have to bring chatos because it's vaday, still considered Shabbos. It's still day. Shnai, you saw two stars and you did, and then went ahead and did a malacha, maybe Hashem Toli. Same concept because it's a suffix where it's Yom and suffix Laila. So, therefore, you only have to bring a suffix carbon. Shlosha, if you went ahead and you saw three star, you did a malacha, potter. Why? Because now it's vaday Laila. It's vaday no longer Shabbos. And therefore, you are able to go ahead, and if you did a malacha, you'd be potter from a carbon, from a katos, because it's vaday Matzei Shabbos. It's no longer Shabbos. And therefore, you are no longer over in Isser. Of course, you need to make Abdullah, and you have to be Mavdil. But we're talking about the Zman, it's Shabbos, the rice itself is considered over. I mean, again, there's an entire sugi here as well. You can have at night, but if you want Mavdil, you didn't do anything to separate it, it's still officially Shabbos. A person goes ahead and fell asleep Shabbos afternoon and wakes up Shabbos morning. It's Vaday Sunday morning. They woke up the next morning. However, you still need to do a malach, something to be Mavdil. You have to make Avdallah. But Lamaisa, Be'etzim, the Gemara is talking about the Zman Shabbos Potter because it's no longer the Zman of Shabbos because three stars bring it into a next man. Okay. Says the Gemara. Rav Yossi bar Ibn Boyin. Rav Yossi bar Ibn had a Shaila. Some want to say it's not a Shaila. Some read it as a statement. The Haredim brings down Boy Lav Shaila. This is not a Shaila. Even though the Gemara used Lashon Boy, which in Aramaic is always a question, we have it throughout Bavli like that. But he wants to learn the Sugya, Lav Shiloh, it's not a Shiloh, Ela Oymer Dovah Pshis, just making a statement based upon what we just said. So why Lashon Shiloh? V'yesh Yotze Bayabi B'Yushalmi. He said, gives us an instruction for something in the Yushalmi to follow a formula throughout Yushalmi, that when the Gemara used the Lashon Orphan Boy, which normally means a Shiloh in Bavle, in Yerushalmi, it could just be a statement, a saying, a matter-of-fact statement, based upon what the Gemara just concluded. And that's what he's doing here. It's not saying you're a boy, it just continued the statement over there, but some want to learn that it's actually a Shiloh, and so many of the other Akronim on the Gemara do learn this as a picking as a Shiloh. Yosef Rabbi Naboi, what's a Shaila? Ain't Temash Naim Safik. Even if you say the what, that two stars are a Safik and you have to bring an Hashem Toli. Let's see halacha as follows. Rosh Nekavim Erev Shabbos. The person saw two Kachavim in Erev Shabbos for his Subov, Asim Malacha, and they gave him Asra, and he did a Malacha. Did the Malacha anyway. Now Rosh Nekachavim, Motzei Shabbos, he saw two stars on Motzei Shabbos for Hitu, but they warned him it's still Shabbos. Yosem Malacha, the Malacha, the Halacha. Now the question is a person Mechuyev Misa or not? So Gemara says, Manafshach. If when they gave Masra on Friday, it was considered still Erev Shabbos, therefore the Halacha Asra is not Asra. Then the last Akron, and then when it gave Asra on Shabbos, Matzei Shabbos, and the two stars, it's still considered Shabbos. Therefore, the Chayim Achronim, the Asra should be good and Mechuyad Misa on the Malacha that he did. Because why? Because he gave Asra on the Malacha he did Matzei Shabbos when there were two stars, it's still considered Shabbos. Manav, Ma'achronim Laila, if the Achronim a night, Afrushonim Laila. But Yechayim Arishon, Yechayim on the first ones. So Gemara said, L'chayra, you're saying not so much a question, but what he means by it's a statement based upon what we said before. That a person, we know that in order to be Chayav Misa, from Michal Shabbos, B'mezid, you have to have Asra. You have to have Asra with two Edom. So what happens? What happens is here, you had two Edom gave him Asra when he was doing this Malacha on Shabbos on Friday, if the two stars came out, they said, don't do this malacha, you'd be chayav misa. And then he went and did it anyway. Then he did the same thing, it was much as Shabbos, two stars came out, the same two Edom says, don't do this, it's Asra, if you do this, you're chayav misa, malacha, deraisa, b'mezid on Shabbos, he did it anyway. So the halakha, you could still be chayav him misa. Why? Because, manavshach. If the Friday, when the two stars was still really considered day, then he was part of what he did then. But then Yechayev, on what you did Matzei Shabbos, because the two stars are ready, it's still considered day. It's over on Shabbos. If Manavshach, you say the two stars are considered, on Matzei Shabbos was already considered Laila, then you're part of on this one, because it's already Matzei Shabbos. But then Yechayev Ali was shown him, because the two stars that came out on Friday and they gave you Asra was already considered Shabbos in Yechayev. So halacha would be, based upon that, you would be Mechayev, Hezman, Manavshach, Mechayev, Edindarai. So the Gemara and the Bavli has the same idea. Interesting, however, Gemara has the same thing on Bavli, a person in the same thing, Ben Hashmashos, where the same applies, the Ashantali would apply, the same halacha we just said before would apply here as well. So Gemara says, this is a similar idea. There is a major sugya here in the Acharonim, which the Pnei Moshe touches on, but you find it in all the Acharonim. Why would you be Mechayev? Why? Because we know that Asra, in order to be considered Asra, has to be considered Asra Vadai. But Asra is Suffolk, Lo Shemei Asra. Asra is Suffolk, that's not a Suffolk, whether you're over the Isser, does not apply. For example, if a person was going out doing a Malacha, and it's a question of whether that Malacha itself is really considered Malacha Daraisa. And the Edom says, we think that it may be a Malacha Daraisa, and it came out that it was, you wouldn't be Mechayev Misa, because it was an Asra Safek. It has to be Asra Vadai on something you're doing. So if over here it says Man Safek, so the question is, why do you be Mechayev, even though you got Hasra, but each Hasra, the Friday is Hasra, and Matzei Shabbos is Hasra, each one is Man Safek. Two stars is Man Safek. So the Asura itself on both ends was Asura Safek. Therefore, it should be Lo Shmei Asura, and therefore, you should not be Mechayev on that Asura. Manavshach, you should be Mechayev, even though you have Asura both coming in and going out, beginning and the end. But Alok, it's Asura Safek, you should not be Mechayev. Again, this is a beyond our scope of discussion, whether that's considered, why that would be considered a Din D'Oraisa or not. The Gemara obviously assumes here that it is. The Gemara continues. Based upon what we just finished saying as well, I'll ask you a question, a similar kind of question. Rosh Nekelchavim Me'er Shabbos V'Kotzer B'Chatzi Gerogres. A person saw two stars on Friday, the Kotzer B'Chatzi Gerogres, and he went ahead and he was Kotzer, the Shear of B'Chatzi Gerogres, in order to be considered over the Malacha, or any of the obvious Malachas of Kotzer, you have to have a Shear of a Gerogres. You did a Chatzi Shear of Shabbos. Now, Shachris, Katsa, Gerogris, and in the morning you did the other half. Then came Rotzah, Shnei, Kochav, and Matzah, Shabbos, and Katsa, Katsa, Gerogris. Now you did Matzah, Shabbos, two stars, the same suffix, man, and you did another Katsa, Gerogris. Manavshach, the halacha is, Manavshach, you should be Chayev. Why? If, in Rishonim, Yom Hain, if the two stars on what? on you did on Erev Shabbos was still considered Erev Shabbos, still considered day, not considered Shabbos yet, then in Afachorim Yom Hain, then the ones that you did on Matzei Shabbos, the Chatzi Grogos you did on Matzei Shabbos is really still considered Yom, is still considered Shabbos, then the Starif Shal Shachos and Matzei Shal Shabbos, then the Chatzi Grogos that you did on Erev Shabbos should be considered, that you did it on now on Matzei Shabbos, is Mastarif together on the with the one you did in the morning, on the morning of Yechayiv al Achroinim, Yechayiv now derives to Shabbos. However, if you say that the ones that the Chatzi Grogos that you did by the two stars on Matzei Shabbos was really already Lailo, already Matzei Shabbos, then after Rishonim Lailo, then the one that you did in the morning is considered night, which means it was on Shabbos. You started Shabbos, measure Shabbos, then the one that you did in the morning should be started together with the one you did on Leil Shabbos. You chayav al Rishonim, you should be chayav now with the rice on Shabbos on the morning. So the chayav, the same thing as we said before, the same svara that applied. You must start together to Zmanim. The same thing should apply over here. You should be chayav together to Zman Mimanim Shach. And you chayav on either way, you chayav on the Shita of the Chatzi Shir, and therefore together it's Mistarif to be considered like one. Of course, it has to be Behelamachas, as the Pnei Moshe says, otherwise it's not considered a Shaila, because it has to be one, otherwise it's two separate acts, and therefore the Luch would be Yimachoyev and Isur Shabbos for that. The Gemara concludes, Hadid, that we said, the Tamar, Be'ilon Delis, or Chasayun, Mischamaya Be'yamama, that we says that you can't include the stars, the first star, that is day. It has to be only the two stars that are later. That's why you need to have three stars. The stars that are really normally not visible in the daytime. However, the stars that are normally visible during the day, you don't consider them at all. It's not part of the cheshbon of three stars. And therefore, it has to be only one that's clearly not day-night, a star that comes out in the day or the night, and two stars that are vade laila. However, the star that is clearly visible during the day, that is not incorporated at all into the stars that you see at night, and part of the zman laila, the kochavim belaila, Yosef Rilson ublechud the ischamayon to loser kochavim ba minad kochaza. And therefore, the actuality of the halacha is that when we say three stars at night has to be excluding kochavta. Kochavta is a star that is clearly visible during the day and is not considered a star that comes out at night. You could see it clearly during the day. What is that star? Many of the Mefarshim considered that star, as the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, that star is a star that is called Kochavta, which many incorporate as one of the planets Venus, some say it's the planet Mars. Those things, on a clear day, they should be able to be seen even in the middle of the day, much before Shkias HaChama. Those stars are not part of the night process, are not to be considered as any of the three stars that are considered day, night. These are considered stars that are seen during the day, and they are not to be included. Now, the Mefarshim are very clear. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, in discussing the Zmanim that we hold of Zmanim, Laila Kochavim, Laila V'yom, what is considered night? So there are three types of stars. There's the stars that are seen during the day itself, like this thing, Kochavta, which is the Venus, Mars, any of the planets that are visible during the day. You can see with good vision on a good clear day. Then there's the tiny stars, which are only seen in the black of night. You go out at night when there's no lights and you see stars. That's by the light. That's not considered what we're talking about. We're talking about the three stars that could be seen a little bit during the day, but mostly when it begins to get dark. Those are the kochavim, the three kochavim that we told Mishnah Berurah says are considered the Laila that we go by Ma'ariv, by Zman Kriyashma, by Matzei Shabbos. Those are the stars that we incorporate into be considered Laila, Zman Laila, what we consider as Laila, Zman Laila, which means you could even go ahead and begin to do Malacha based upon the vision of those stars.